I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey friends, it's Mort Burke of Rebrand. We got a Patreon, it's so goddamn fun. We're playing Jackbox on there lately, on the Discord, and when you pay $5 a month, you get signed up for the Discord immediately. And you can play Jackbox, oh, I said that crazy, Jackbox games with me and Danny and occasionally Ash, Ash Birch, as I sometimes call her. We got ad-free episodes on there, we got video episodes, unreleased content, stuff like that. Also, I have a special coming out. I'm really excited about it. It's called There's Beauty in It All. It's artful, it's super funny, it's emotive, it's hilarious, the whole deal. And it's coming out on the Rebrand the Pod YouTube page. So February 22nd, this Sunday, either just look up Mort Burke, There's Beauty in It All, or go to the Rebrand page. We're going to post it early in the morning, so watch this thing. I think you're going to like it. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Enjoy this episode. It's all about the Prangle.
What, are you a freaking cutie every day?
What are you, a beauty murder?
Ow!
Oh, God, your beautiful knee! Honey, you've been doing so much therapy on that knee, and then you just slammed it into the...
No, that's the other... That's the other knee.
You're ruining your only good
knee,
honey.
I want to ruin my good knee.
You're re-injuring. You got a knee blowout.
I want to blow out the other one.
You hate to see it.
Welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brains. Whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious
institutions.
Except we've never done one of those.
And hopefully
we're scared.
Maybe we never will.
Maybe we never will.
We never will.
Our intro is a lie. I have to get our dog.
Here comes Cody. Let the dog in.
Let the dog in.
Ashley, let the dog in.
Who let the dog in?
Ashley.
I'm glad you brought up my bum knee because is that offensive to say that?
We like to say unhoused knee at this point.
So I bumped my... I'm glad you brought up my unhoused knee because this leads into our topic today.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going to physical therapy.
Yes.
Because I took a tumble in the bathroom a couple of months ago.
I thought it was Ariel's the bathroom?
No. It was not Ariel, it was the bathroom.
Honey, that makes it sound like we're abusing substances in the middle of the night.
I know, but really we're just not we're just not aware of when there's water on the floor.
We're just kind of klutzy a little.
Come on, boo-boo.
Damn, it was water.
No, we're tippy-tapping up.
It was water on the floor. What did it? I should really know. I'm glad we're doing this because I'm now being reminded of this your injury, which I forgot that's what it was.
Yeah, I slipped in the bathroom. I think I was trying to put something back on the like a hook. And there was water that I didn't realize, and I went, whoa, clunk.
Yeah. That's such a scary feeling.
Yes, it was scary.
And was it in the dark, too?
No, it was...
Oh, okay. That's
Why did you think it was in the dark?
That doubles the scary. I thought it was at night. Like, I thought maybe you got up to use the restroom or something, and...
Oh, no, it was... I had come out of the shower.
Uh-huh. Bathroom soaked. Icy.
Yeah, I like to do showers the way the hotel rooms like to do showers, which is that half of the shower is missing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the water, like that Nate Bargatze bit, just goes all over the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Get about an inch of water
mm-hmm.
on all your belongings.
Yep.
That's my fave.
Yep.
So I was sloshing through my inch high water.
Mm-hmm.
Took a tumble.
Mm.
Did get back up, not like that grandma.
The one who said...
I've fallen and I can't get
that's
up.
That's right. Remember when she said that in America? Laughed.
Oh, they laughed at her.
God, our comedians, our late night talk show hosts.
Oh, they laughed at her.
That
laughed at her misery.
Years of material.
Yep.
Ableist, honestly. Like,
yeah, and the and ageist.
But yo, it was kind of funny though.
It was.
I don't know. Not really. Not really.
Not, that's the thing. Not
it was
really,
like actually. It was like a. It was. It's. It was funny because this was at a time where like you hadn't seen that many super low budget commercials. So this is just like a really bad commercial that right. just had like super. So it was just like a non actor lady who they made say the stupid thing and then they played it all the time. And so you know it worked. It was a boring earworm that anyway.
Just stayed and stayed. You know what's interesting is that we have not yet talked about what we're going to rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that people like will click on the title and know.
Right, exactly.
But they're like, how the hell are they going to get to Pringles?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
So I'll continue my story, which is...
The Sheathed Chip. That's my first rebrand. That's their tagline now. For when you like your potato crisps sheathed.
Are you tired of your chips being in a gross... lumpy sack.
This bag's too loud for my ears.
Wouldn't you rather them be in a turgid sheath?
Wow, this thing can really hold its shape.
It's really erect, not flaccid.
Yeah, it's like a Minotaur's dick, this thing.
My dot is very high today.
Yeah, we call Ashley's bun that she wears her dot. It really is good because your hair's so long now. The dot, it's almost like three dots high.
It's like Marge-esque.
Yeah, it is. It's like a tiny Marge hair.
Would you do your Marge, honey?
That's so funny. My special little guy.
That was very good.
Was that all right? Okay, I feel like... Okay,
that was good. So I've been going to physical therapy.
Yeah.
I got to physical therapy for my unhoused knee. I got to physical therapy early, mm-hmm. and I was sort of sitting and doing something in my car.
Punctual, which you would hope would bring you good luck. I suppose in a way that it did.
It did.
Because like you came away with a fun tale.
Yeah, so here's a fun tale. I heard this sort of noise, this like shk, 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 shk noise.
Uh-huh.
And being outside of a physical therapy spot, I was like, well, maybe someone has like one of those like protein shake, you know, those bottles that have like the metal ball. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the protein shake has a metal ball. I don't know. Wait.
There's like special bottles for people that like do protein shakes after workouts or whatever that like mixes the protein powder.
Well, I've never been near a gym, so I don't.
That's
know.
True. You don't even know what gyms are. That's true. So anyway, I thought it was one of those
uh-huh.
that exists, and I thought it was one of those,
mm-hmm.
but it was happening for a long time. So I was like, huh, I'm gonna sneak a little peek.
Yeah, Sherlock Ashley on the case.
The child detective that you know me to be.
Yeah, this is a kid detective.
I'm a kid detective.
Yeah. Big old magnifying glass.
yeah. And I really juiced the gesture of my hand to my chin.
I bet the crook left some prints.
I says to myself. Mm-hmm. And I turned. I saw the man. I'm afraid he's going to be able to be identified this way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's keep he's any silver, distinguishing features.
He's in a silver BMW.
Okay, there's at least 40 of those in LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's at the trunk,
uh-huh.
and he's not in workout clothes.
Okay.
He's in what I would describe as clothes that maybe a junior executive at a streaming service would wear.
Interesting. Okay, so like bordering on cash to look cool, but still business oriented?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And he is shaking
uh-huh.
a standard sized Pringles can.
So bizarre.
Very aggressively. Shh, shh, shh. And he's on his AirPods. He's having a conversation the whole time. He's shaking.
Like
he's shaking these Pringles. I'm really doing a jerk off motion. So yeah. Have fun, internet.
Yeah. Like a Silicon Valley rain stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's shaking it and shaking it and shaking it. And I was
loud enough for you to notice. How many cars away were you?
I was one car away.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I was really surprised. I did not expect to see.
Did you clock right away that this was weird? Or was it like, well, now I get it. And they're like, no, that's way weird.
No, I clocked it immediately.
Right away. You said
I was like, why would a grown man be shaking a full-sized cylinder of Pringles?
Yep, totally. Because I hate those Pringles at the bottom that are all...
They're all crunched up.
Yeah, they're all little dregs of Kringles.
Right.
Yeah.
So my immediate thought was, he is pulverizing these Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can slop them back as he's driving one-handed.
Right, like a beer bong or something.
Like a beer bong.
Uh-huh.
He got in his car. The Pringles can was unopened. Like, I could see the foil that has, like, the Pringles mustache man. It was flushed to the can.
Can I tell you how I love how hard you're spying on this guy?
I was really spying, and it's he did really not notice.
No,
didn't check his six once. That's why I actually do think I would be a good kid detective.
Oh, I know!
Because I was, like, tailing people, and I was in Thailand, and I was in the red light district by myself, and I was nervous to be in the red light district by myself.
Yep, which sounds like a very strange young adult novel. for a kid detective, yeah.
And I was like, I have a book that I was writing at the time, and I was like trying to scope stuff out.
Yes, that's right. So I was on the crowded streets of Thailand.
On the crowded streets of Bangkok.
Yeah.
And I was like finding random groups to tail behind, mm-hmm. to make it seem like I was part of their group so that people wouldn't think that I was like solo dolo on the streets of Bangkok.
A natural gift at blending in.
And not a person checked their six.
'Cause here's,
I'm too short and I'm too, I think I seem too non-threatening.
Yeah. You have a wholesomeness that could work like a cape in this world. Because here's the thing. I think if I'm getting chased by a private detective, which is how I imagine these things usually go, I'm looking for a guy, 6'2", mustache, aviators.
Trench coat. Fedora.
Big old heavy shoes.
You're not imagining.
No, a little.
5'2", half Thai girl in jean shorts.
No, I am not imagining a tiny comedy writer coming after me.
No one expects the tiny comedy writers.
No, it's perfect.
So I was spying on this guy. So I knew I could, well, actually I just didn't even think about it. I was just openly gawking at this man.
Yeah.
And I was like, is he going to shake him into his mouth? And I wasn't able to see because he drove off before I could see.
In a beautiful way, this leaves it to our imagination, which as we know is like one of the keys of good storytelling.
It's true.
But
and a rebrand.
And of rebrand, absolutely right.
Yeah, I really wish I knew.
I wish you would have seen him drive off and slopping
him back in his gullet.
Yeah,
I do wish that as well. I brought this I brought this story to the writer's room that I'm currently in. Mm-hmm. My friend John immediately coined this move as Pringles maxing. Shaking them up, and it interestingly
the ultimate,
seems
it's like a pre-digesting of the
yes.
You're doing half the work that your teeth are supposed to
yes.
do with the can,
and it seemed to fall upon gendered lines because me and one of the other female writers mm-hmm. were like, Pringles are already easy to eat. You just put that in the center console, you pop the lid, one hand on the wheel, one hand on the pring.
Because you got tiny hands.
I got tiny hands. But this is the thing: we don't know how big. So this actually can lead us to our first rebrand,
this
honey.
This is brilliant. Yes. I feel like I know where you're going.
Wide mouth Pringles cans.
Jesus Christ. This idea is insane. It's so good. That's crazy. Every man alive can't get nearly as many Pringles as I want in their fat fucking faces. And I say that as a person who's trying to go 4 or 5 Pringles deep.
Right.
And once I get passed down, I have thin-ish wrists, but you're not getting the width of this hand into a Pringles
can.
No,
certainly not. I have the hands of a child,
yep.
a child detective.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I can slink my...
Good for clues.
Good for clues.
Yeah.
Good for sneaking. Mm-hmm. Good for Pringles.
Yep.
I can fit my little...
Good for tying the shoelaces together of a villain.
And when they're not looking.
Exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And going hee-hee-hee
exactly
when he falls on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get my little grabbers in a Pringles can, no problemo.
Mm-hmm.
But as we were discussing this off podcast,
I love your little grabbers too, by the way. I'm not trying to white knight or virtue signal here, but you got great little grabbers, honey. You got beautiful little delicate grabbers.
Thank you, honey. I have tiny little guys. Here, yeah. We should put our hands up so people can see how small my hands
Ashley
are.
Ashley has pretty small hands.
Tiny hands.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hands of an infant.
Yep.
So I can get in there pretty good.
Yeah,
but
you
have some more difficulty.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that is fully a thing that I cannot believe they haven't won. And you know what's fun about that? Bigger chips. I think that's also part.
Does that complicate it though?
Yeah, then you're right. That completely defeats the purpose of the bigger can.
But I do also bigger chip.
Okay, what about this? Longer chips. So there's space on either side of the chip to get your hand in there.
To get the grabbers in.
Longer chips, same width.
I love that.
Call them long Pringles. Pringles long.
Pringles colon long.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, who's the actor?
Justin Long.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, have him on the canister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got the mustache. He's good. People like him. He's in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, we give him the Pringles man mustache.
I think that's fun.
That is fun. And then his head is the one that's on the foil on the top and on the canister.
Yeah. Totally.
Right.
Yep. I think this is great. I mean, did you bring that up to the room?
No, we didn't talk about solving the problem as much. We were just sort of like theorizing about what this man was doing.
This is so smart. I toot the horn of this podcast too often, but it's unbelievable that we haven't been hired as at least consultants.
I know. Pringles colon long.
Yeah, Pringles long. Now
Pringles Justin Long?
Now wider can. Yeah, sponsored. Brought to you by Justin Long.
Brought to you by Justin Long.
Mm-hmm, by American good guy Justin Long.
2% of proceeds go to Justin Long.
Yeah, he could use them. No, I think that's really great. Okay, so what else did the comedy write? They haven't seen anything else. So the Pringles maxing.
Pringles maxing.
And that's when that's
and
when
John was really into that.
Yep. So that's when you're just like pumping through as many Pringles as you can get down the face.
Yep. And the two of the ladies, when I was one of them, were like, Pringles are fine the way that they are. Don't understand why you can't just have them in the center console. And then we have a non-binary writer who unbelievably was right in the middle.
Really?
They did not care. Either way.
Totally.
I'm libertarian about what happens with these Pringles. And I was like, that makes sense because it's falling upon gender lines and you do not subscribe to either male nor female.
Yes. They're consistent with their non-gendering. That's yeah. Excellent. Did they say whether or not they'd had a problem putting their hand in a Pringle can and getting it stuck or anything?
The fellas?
No, the non-binary person. I'm assuming the fellas.
They were like, I don't care about what a man does in the privacy of his own car.
Yeah. Oh, therein lies the libertarian.
Which I'm like, yeah, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not going to stop him sure. from Pringles maxing.
Yeah.
But I do have opinions about it.
Keep your hands out of my can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tread on me.
Mm-hmm.
Or my Pringles can.
Cut up snake. Pringles can.
We could do that. That could be a version of the Pringles rebrand.
Mm.
We could do a don't tread on me or my Pringles can. That's the entire title.
Libertarian.
And there's a snake on it.
Bright yellow can.
Yeah.
Snake, cut up snake worming its way around. The yeah. Snaking, I suppose, its way around the
snaking
can.
Snaking its way around the can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Okay.
That's true. You know, no one does chips geared toward political parties.
No, they don't. They're trying to fall on either side of the aisle, and that's their mistake.
Yeah.
I say go hard for the niche.
Yes.
You know?
So what do you think a MAGA Republican Pringle would be like?
I think it would be Kid Rock.
Of course it'd be Kid Rock.
Hitting an immigrant with a guitar. That's what I think it would be.
But what would the flavor be, I mean?
That's the flavor.
Kid Rock hitting who with a guitar?
An immigrant with a guitar. It's barbecue.
Is the flavor?
Yeah, that's the flavor. There's like fireworks going off in the back. And
oh, God. They're disgusting.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
Like borderline
right.
Inedible.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, they taste like Kid Rock after he mediocred his way through a concert.
How would the flavor of the liberal Pringles be?
Neoliberals, just as owned by corporations, and it'd be gray, and there would be, I don't know, who's like a real middle of the road?
What's a real middle of the road guy?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, maybe, I guess like Pete Buttigieg. He's not neoliberal though, right? He seems to be
Tim pretty. Allen?
No, Tim Allen's definitely.
Is he MAGA?
I think he's staying out of the conversation, which I think is smart, but I think his persona certainly lends toward the like
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, okay, great. Sure, I'll put Quaid on
he
there.
He might be MAGA though, actually.
Well, he didn't he play Reagan?
Never mind. Who's middle of the road?
Not to be confused with Randy Quaid. That's the thing. I think not that many now, you know, people are taking
Well, what about progressive liberal? I feel like it'd be like
yeah.
It'd be like a sweet Pringle that's like matcha, matcha lavender or
whoa,
something.
Whoa, a dessert.
Like a dessert Pringle.
Kind of, what are those little cookies that we saw at the meeting the other day that were like all the different colors, the French ones?
Oh, macaroons.
Yeah, like a macaroon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, I think AOC in the can.
Yep.
Totally, fighting her way through that rat's nest of Congress, you know?
Rat's nest.
That fucking nightmare wolf pack.
This also makes me think, okay, mm-hmm. So we've got the wide can.
Yeah.
Pringles, colon, Justin Long.
Yeah.
Do we want a fun, really tiny one?
Yeah, I think absolutely.
Itty bitty little Pringles.
So fun. Like airplane bottles of booze.
But yes, yeah. But tiny Pringles that you yeah. really can slam.
Totally.
If you so wish,
yep.
If you so desire.
Yeah, and they're effectively like, it's the equivalent of like two chips in there. But
yes.
They're little tinies.
That'd actually probably be pretty satisfying.
I got another idea.
Okay, what's that?
You know how Pringles cans look like tennis ball cans?
Yes.
Right? So I think that we should do that where they look like tennis ball cans. You open the can,
surprise
it looks like
people.
Tennis balls. They're Pringles that look like tennis balls.
Wait. So the construction of the Pringle is such?
It's spherical. It's
green.
It's
is it
green.
Hollow?
It's green. What if it was full of chip?
Okay.
What, in the way that like a billiards ball is all billiards ball. You know what I mean? Like it was all chip. Like it wasn't hollow in there.
So it's
like
not
you
like,
eat it like a gobstopper.
Whoa. So you're crunching into basically like 1,000 concentrated Pringles.
Yeah, this is for your adventure. Yeah, exactly. This is for your adventurous eaters out there, I think.
Whoa. Okay.
Sponsor.
Alternative idea.
Okay, please, sure.
There is the shell of the Pringle with the crushed up Pringles bits inside.
Inside the fake tennis ball.
Like that one, like the Wonder Ball. Remember the Wonder Ball? Ooh, what's in a Wonder Ball? Ooh, there's no surprises. A Wonder Ball can hide.
yummy Nestle chocolate with candy shapes inside. What the fuck? Ooh, I wonder, wonder,
what?
Ooh, I do, ow.
What's in a wonder ball?
I'm going to remember that on my deathbed. I'm going to forget your face. I'm going to forget my name.
That's going to be first
name.
To go, honey. You're gonna be
that's
like,
going to be first to go. I'm going to be like, whoop.
Who's this guy?
And
who's this hunk?
And remember the Wonder Ball. That's right, honey. Who's this hunk?
Who's this hunk? Now, okay. So this was a Wonder Ball was a chocolate candy with stuff inside?
So it was like, yes, it was a hollow egg-shaped chocolate.
Awesome.
That had candy shapes inside that were non-chocolate.
Okay.
Almost like, I actually don't know if I've ever had a Wonder Ball.
Like little nerds or something?
Almost, yeah.
Uh-huh. But they were probably sweeter than nerds. Nerds is a tang. Yes. They got a tang on it.
Yeah.
Okay. This man can't be the only person who likes...
Who likes crushed up
Pringles? I think we should all, for this strange new demographic that we know so little about, but has to number in the millions.
Yes.
Already crushed up chips.
Okay, so you're saying the same can, size and everything, but it's Pringles, colon, crunched.
Talk to us, listeners. Are you or do you know anyone who likes their Pringles crunched up?
Is this man alone? Is he alone in the world?
I mean, I'd like to think so, but I also think if we've seen...
You'd like to think so.
I'd like to think there's no other monsters like this, but if we see him in public, he can't be the only one.
He can't be the only one.
If you see anyone doing something, there's hundreds of thousands of people doing the same thing. You know, because there are billions and billions of people. If one guy figured it out, if anything, he might be the Nikolai Tesla of our time. Like, because I've for sure been like, I can't get my fucking hand in there, but I didn't have my wits about me to the level he did to shake it like a Polaroid.
So you kind of admire him.
I'm starting to really get on board.
The other men in the writer's room also really admired him.
They
loved him.
Because I like to get chips really fast into my mouth.
Yeah, right. Of course you do.
And I think that is one interesting thing about, is that they do sort of limit your ability to do that by their shape.
It's interesting because also their tagline is once you pop, you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want you to stop.
No.
They want to encourage you to consume the entire caloric content of the Pringles can.
Yeah, their tagline feels like a warning or a threat. You know?
Yeah, there's a shivering woman.
Yeah.
That's what's pop.
He won't let me stop.
You can't stop.
He won't let me fucking stop.
You'll never be able to stop.
Which is what it feels like.
Yeah.
It does feel like that. I've had 3/4 of a can of Pringles. I don't want to finish the last
But you
quarter.
Can't stop.
I'm incapable of stopping. Also, do they pop? I think maybe they do, but they should pop more than they do if that's their tagline.
Well, I think the top pops.
Does it though?
Nah.
Not really.
You want it to pop like one of the biscuits? Like the biscuit tins?
Yeah, it should go like... It should be like a vacuum sealed power
It should
pop.
Be scary?
Yeah,
like,
a little
like
bit.
The biscuit tins are?
I want to be startled by it, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah! God damn.
Okay, I have an idea for the commercial.
Okay.
Which is that it's a recovery meeting and everyone's crying about how they can't stop eating Pringles.
Yeah, I can't stop. Yeah. And then somebody goes, these steps don't work for this.
They work for everything else. Alcohol, drugs. Pringles.
Not Pringles. Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Totally.
Do we want to look at some of the flavors that are currently
Yeah, of course.
Available
Absolutely.
For Pringles?
I think so. Let's have I know there's pizza flavored.
There's going to be way crazier than pizza flavored.
Well, I've been eyeing, I've been checking them out at our local grocery.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Have you been having a craving?
Not too much, because the thing is I do like the original as well. It's kind of there's an aspect of it that's like, it's a little bit of a perfect chip.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Okay, our products, they know what we want.
All right, stacks on stacks. Ooh, see, I don't like it when corporations try to be cool. I really don't like it.
And they always are, honey.
And they always, I know, it's my least favorite thing about modern advertising, and I hate all of it, but I don't think Pringles should be able to steal, like, African-American vernacular from
No, they
shit.
Definitely shouldn't. Okay, this is what's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting hyper-specific over here at Pringles HQ.
Which I think that's honestly
they
smart.
They got Pringles Enchilada Adobada Crisps.
What the hell?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I actually don't even know what that is.
Now, these might be Spanish, honey. That's Pringles La Meras Habaneras Crisps.
What's in this one? Okay. What happens when you combine the taste of spicy Mexican enchiladas with the light, crispy crunch of Pringles?
Yo, I want that.
Wow, honey, they gotcha. Adobo, hot chili peppers, lime, and salt.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Sure. It probably tastes great.
Probably tastes great.
Although, you know, it is always a gamble because you're like, I'm experimenting with this new flavor, but there's a chance I'm just going to be wishing I had a normal Pringles.
I often feel that way.
Right.
Where I'm like, oh, I like sour cream and onion. I'll get sour cream and onion Pringles.
Yep.
I actually just wanted the originals.
Had a bag of off-brand sour cream and onion flavored chips that tasted like they had an old man's dick in them. It was the worst flavor. It was
really bad.
They tasted off. I've never had chips
really
that taste like they had gone bad.
Yeah, they felt like they had gone bad.
It seemed like it was impossible.
It was a real bummer.
Yeah. Awful.
I had a thought just now.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Honey, Pringles Miller Lite beer can chicken potato crisps.
This is the thing. They're going so crazy.
Yeah.
That I feel like we have to go even crazier past this.
Okay.
Which has inspired my next suggestion.
Uh-huh.
Do you know those? You know how I listen to like the lo-fi hip hops?
Yeah, you love
on YouTube.
Yeah,
every,
of course.
Every so often.
Sure. To cool down your temp.
Yes. To what?
To chill.
Oh, to chill. Yes, yes, yes. To study and to relax to is
yes,
what they
exactly
offer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there are all sorts of. There's a Trixie Mattel and Katya bit about this, which is like there are those types of videos for like every specific thing. Yeah. Which is like a rainstorm on the night that your uncle died.
Mm.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like we should have Pringles flavors that are like the sad nostalgic feeling when you remember your favorite teacher from elementary school.
Mm. Mrs. Hodges.
You know?
Powerful. Absolutely. I think, yes, the final wisp of a smoke from a campfire that it from the last gathering of a group of friends.
Whoa. And you crunch into that shit.
Yeah, and you're like, how do they do it? It's like smoky, but there's like there's a what is it? There's a an earned familiarity.
Yes. The memory of the one time that your father held your hand and told you that you did a good job.
Mm. I feel like that one, that's like a dessert one. That's like chocolate or something.
Oh, this is good. I'll give you scenarios and then you can come up with flavors.
Okay, yeah.
That's nice.
Sure.
Okay. The memory of your first kiss.
Okay, that one, that's also a dessert one. There's a little bit of like a hint of cherry to that one, I think.
Hint of cherry. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about...
I was going to say, the taste of remembering, the time you remembered the person who you dated that you totally forgot you dated.
That one has onion in it for some reason. I don't
know
why.
No, I like that.
It's like honey mustard and onion.
Yeah, it's like, because there's umami, it's good, but it's very, very, very rare that you're craving that flavor.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first time that you heard that a relative of yours passed away.
Oh, God. I think it's sour cream and onion. I think that's a classic one because you're going to need the comfort at that point.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What about the flavor of when dentists tried to make the fluid that they used be somewhat tasty?
You remember, interesting.
Remember that? You remember that? That ever happened
to you? Well, are you talking about the water they spritz on you or the...
I just remember some sort of thing where they were like, maybe I'm making this up. That wasn't a dentist at all. I was abducted. I'm trying to remember. There's some sort of dentist thing where they're like, "We got a new flavor or something." Like when I was a kid,
it's probably the weird toothpaste that they use.
Yeah,
that tastes kind of chalky.
That's what it was. And then I remember they being like, "This one's bubblegum flavor,"
and you're like, "No, it's not."
But it tastes like a rubber band with eraser on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Uh huh.
That's all.
That is a Pringle.
Yeah, I think that's a
Pringle. Oh, interesting.
Pringle.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
The taste. The taste in your mouth after you floss.
Oh God, it smells like an old tooth. Yo.
These are like Halloween flavors or something.
That's good. The third day before Christmas break ends when you're a kid.
Oh, God. That's a hard one.
You know what's
coming?
It's
like there's spice in there.
Yeah. You got to pack a lot into the next couple of days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's like a smoked chipotle
or
something.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of south of the border way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Danny coming, by the way?
No.
Okay, great.
Yeah, no, she wasn't able to make it today.
Okay, great. We'll be our own horrifying brand creators then.
We've already sort of done it. I really like this. Okay, let's see.
Is there anything else we want to do? I mean,
the feeling when you're sure you have a parking ticket, but you come back and there's not one.
Oh, strawberry.
Whoa, see, I like that we're doing the dessert ones. Yeah, I think that's really fun.
You know?
It's like, what about like strawberry shortcake or something?
Oh!
Right?
Okay, what's interesting about this though is that the Pringles are a potato based.
Uh-huh.
But there's sweet potato chips now.
Right.
So I feel like you could do like a strawberry shortcake
I think
Pringles
so.
Somehow?
Because that, all right, and it's a good point that we get, that's how I
well,
think
you can make it like a biscuit, honey, like a shortbread.
Almost. Ooh, fun. Like a Pepperidge Farm style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. But in the shape of a Pringle.
But I think that's probably why we're leaning towards sort of the sadder ones, because there's a bit more of a savory
in the sad
kind of vibe to those things, you know?
It's true.
What about, I was like, you know, the too long nap, where you're like, I slept for
too long.
2.5 hours. I needed 20 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like there's like scallion and jalapeno in that one.
Damn, that sounds like a good chip, though, honestly.
It actually does. All these sound pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
Except for the old tooth one.
Which I think makes sense, because then, like, 2 hours into the 3 hour nap, you're like, fuck yeah. But then when you wake up, you're like, I'm not on planet Earth.
Oh, you feel
Earth
awful.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. You never want to work again.
Okay, not to pivot, okay. But I'm just wondering, I'm looking at the Pringles man. Not to Jeremy Piven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Pringles man.
Mm.
He is an oblong white shape with a very thick mustache.
Yeah, and eyebrows not attached to his head.
No, and tiny little beady eyes. I do like him. I'm wondering if we want to update him at all, but I do like him.
They're doing a lot with very little shape. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Which he's kind of like a trickster kind of vibe to him, but he's also kind of friendly.
Yeah, totally. He has a charisma to him, which is surprising considering how little work they... I think that's why they've kept him. I bet they spent millions trying to upgrade him there. Everything just made him look weird because he's got the perfect amount of bullshit happening. Like, if you put a hat on him... He becomes like sinister. You know what I mean? Ears.
He's got the perfect amount of bullshit happening. Yeah.
They're not overdoing the bullshit on him.
Right.
And he's a good focal point where they can do these like Hot Ones flavored chips because he holds his own, but he's not screaming, look at me, but he is saying, I'll be here when you want to look at me.
Right.
You
he's
know?
Kind of a friend to you.
Yeah, he has the homeostasis. He has the axis quality that a good parent would have.
Wow.
One who can't be thrown off balance easily.
Wow. He is the what is it called? The
Uber father?
The secure attachment parent.
He's the securely attached parent, I think. Now, I might change my mind tomorrow and say that, you know, he looks like a felon. But for now, that's kind of what I'm pulling. I feel like...
Wow.
You know, because at first, like, mustache, I don't know. But then you get to meet him and you're like, I don't know, he's got the mustache, but he's the greatest guy.
Maybe it should be like a daddy series then.
Okay. I like that. Like...
For all the different types of dads.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay. Sure, sports dad.
Sports dad.
Yeah.
That's it.
Environment. That's it. Yeah.
There's only sports dad.
Only sports dad.
Yeah. Sports dad, art dad.
Environmentally conscious dad.
Environmentally conscious dad. You can kind of like give, you know, here you go, dad. I was thinking of you. Here's his Pringles can for
yep.
you.
Yep. Skateboard dad.
Skateboard dad.
Retiring dad.
Yeah.
Car dad.
Car dad.
Uh-huh.
Emotionally absent dad.
Yep.
Emotionally present dad.
Yes. Thoughtful dad.
Thoughtful dad.
Ride or dad.
Yeah.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
Great.
But yeah. Do we feel like we want to do anything else with this rebrand?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's really, really strong.
Yeah.
I would love for them to do a very limited edition, same width, same circumference, 10 foot high Pringle can.
Same width, same circumference, 10 foot
high. Yeah.
Pringles colon tall.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pringles tall.
Pringles tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Brought to you by John Lithgow. I think he was tall.
I also think that we could do like, you know how they have like dog branded stuff, like pup cups and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Could do Pringles colon dog.
How fun is it to watch a puppy dog get their little snout caught in a Pringles
trying
can?
Trying to get a Pringles can, trying to get Pringles on a Pringles.
That and immediately goes viral on TikTok.
And I think that is when you adjust the Pringles man. Because you make it a dog with a big old mustache.
Very fun. Yeah, it's this dog pretending he's a Pringle man. He got a mustache. He thinks he's fooling everybody.
Yeah, he thinks he's people.
To go with
people.
Our Pringles long, what about a Pringles wide? I'm talking this.
How wide?
Well, I think the chip is as long as the normal one, but I'm going to say 3 feet wide.
Whoa.
So it's a wide ass Pringle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big old Pringle.
Big old Pringle can.
You know what's fun about that, honey?
What's that?
Okay. I would amend it slightly.
Okay.
Make that shit about the size of a tostada.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then put tostada shit on that Pringle.
See, this is like when they stole my one big cheese it idea.
I know.
By Taco Bell. Because I always had the idea for one big cheese it.
Yes.
Which is really probably the true foundation of this podcast.
I think it is. Although we started first with Snickers Chaos.
But I'd been thinking about one big Cheez-It for decades.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one. Yeah. It's four Cheez-Its in a normal size Cheez-It box, but they're big as hell.
They're the size of the box.
Yes.
And then we were talking about this. I remember this. And then I saw online that Taco Bell had made one big Cheez-It and was using it as a tostada.
I think Jeremy sent it to me.
Oh, Jeremy
sent it to me. I think he went to his house. He's like, you're not going to fuck believe this. And I didn't. I said, that's when I first knew the surveillance state was real. I was like, there's no way.
You're like, they have to be tailing me.
Yeah.
There's got to be a PI in a coat. Or what if it looked like me?
I was like, it's a kid detective I got a wire in the car. I got the phone. The phone is tapped.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Watch, honey. Watch. In fucking 2 months.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's going to be like, we come out with another incredible collaboration.
One giant Pringle.
One giant Pringle toaster. Because the other fun thing about the Pringle shape is that it has kind of like
it's perfect for dipping.
A swoop.
It's perfect for dipping, which is why I was thinking, okay, Pringles thick, okay? They're 2.5 times the thickness of a Pringle.
So they have the structural integrity to be able to dip.
Exactly, like your Fritos or what have you, but same great flavor taste. And then I think we should introduce dips, too, that also look are like kind of the shape of the Pringles guy. So I think he's got kind of an oval head, but if we made that three-dimensional.
And that's where the dip was in. The dip was inside of a canister, the shape of him.
Yes, and his eyebrows are on the lid, so you pull the lid up and his eyebrows go like, wheel, like he's like, you know, really kind of flirting with you or something.
Like there's little like springs attached that kind of like,
yep.
That's fun.
Totally, like, you know, like you're like a silent film star would do or something.
Yeah.
Waggling those eyebrows.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, 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 womp.
I can't wait to get snaked by a corporation with all these great ideas that we just put out into the internet for free.
And look, I like to talk about how these are really, really smart, and they are really smart, but I think it's also partially that I'm like, how did they come up with the Cheez-It thing? Because it's so weird.
I know.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, whatever.
I mean, they came up with the Doritos taco shell, so they're doing all kinds of crazy shit over there at
Taco Bell. Absolutely right. Yeah, they're going to shit. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
they're going nuts.
Yeah, for
sure. Honey!
Yeah.
You have exciting news. Would you like to share it with the rebranders?
Yeah, I'm putting out a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful comedy special called There Is Beauty. There's Beauty in It All, it's called. If you go to Rebrand the Pod, all one word, on YouTube on February 22nd, that's where we will be publishing this bad boy. It's really beautiful and hilarious, and I'm really proud of it. Thanks, honey.
He did a really great job.
Yeah.
And we're really proud of him.
Really proud.
And where can the people find shit about this fucking podcast?
Yeah, you can find all our bullshit on Rebrand the Pod on Instagram or on Patreon, Rebrand the Podcast. $5, that's it. Yeah.
That's like the cost of a Pringles can. Yeah. Maybe.
But I get all this content. You get ad-free episodes. You get video episodes. We might put this out on video, and there's a bunch of fun stuff. Bunch of fun faces we're making.
Oh, yeah.
So you can watch this one. You get to hang out in the Discord. We've been playing Jackbox games lately. The first one I crushed, and then I got real cocky, and then I got my ass and butt handed to me just decidedly by
Moore
everybody.
Moore has one ass and one butt.
Oh, I should mention that. I have a condition. It's called two butt. And I'm also writing a book. I've written a book. It's on Substack. It's called Treehouse. Just look up Morton Edmund Burke. I'm publishing chapters weekly.
And go watch I'm Happy You're Here on YouTube.
It's so freaking good.
And that's it. And if you send these ideas to Pringles HQ and you don't give us credit, I'm going to find you. And you'll never see me coming because I'm a kid detective.
That's right. Kid detective needs to be kept in backpacks.
Kid detective needs to be kept in backpacks?
Yeah, I feel like backpack. Oh, that sounded weird. I just meant you need to buy a lot of backpacks. For some reason, I think kid detective is always going through backpacks. Not like you are carried around in a backpack.
Oh, I see.
That'd be troubling. Rebrand.
Rebrand.